Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham. Embracing what's fun with Connecticut on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Yeah, I think this song, it really sums up the mood and the atmosphere there just outside of the Excel Center in Hartford. For real. For real. I did make it, though. I'm here. I'm in the studio. People didn't think that I would make it. A lot of folks behind the scenes at WTIC, when I told them what I was up to, they said, there's going to be traffic, and there's going to be a sea of people. How do you possibly get back in time, and how are you going to edit audio? Well, I don't know. I just knew in my heart I had a vision, and when I set my mind to something, I just know that it's going to happen, although I will let everybody in on a secret. I didn't park anywhere near where the action was. I parked, I guess, close to it. I was obviously in downtown Hartford, but I did not, in fact, park directly near the Capitol or anything like that, where step-off happened. A lot of people tried, or a lot of people tried to get parking near the Excel Center where the rally took place. But, you know, and I don't want to let out the secret, because then next year everybody's going to do it and beat me to it, and then I won't have any parking. But I said, well, I'm going to walk a little bit. And I parked on none other than, ready for the drumroll, Bob Steele Street. I said, if I'm covering this big event for WTIC, I ought to park on Bob Steele Street, but also because that will dump you right onto the highway. And so, you know, a little bit of a nod to WTIC history there. Our former morning personality, Bob Steele, who was with the station from 1936 to 2002, had a street named after him about a decade after he died, which was 2002. And so I said, I'll park there. And not a lot of people were parked there because, well, you do have to hoof it a little bit to get over to where the action is, but it was worthwhile. But seriously, what a day. And here I am in studio, and I'm trying to think about what I can say about the vibe. I've got plenty of things to say, but It's like a flood in my mind, so I just have to say some things and see where it goes, see where it takes us. I will say that I would be remiss if I didn't acknowledge all of the troubles that we have in our world today. The world is on fire. Okay, it doesn't matter what part of the world, it just seems as if every part of the world has problems in it. The Middle East, you're seeing escalations there. Tensions between Russia and Ukraine, the war that's happening between the two countries. You've got North Korea constantly pushing buttons. South America has its issues. I guess that the U.S. is fortunate in a sense that we don't have some of the issues that other parts of the world are facing. We do face some economy issues, some political issues, but for the most part, we are blessed here in the U.S. But it's issues like this that divide us. It's issues like this that keep us separated, maybe prevent us from talking to one another. And I'm specifically referring to adults here. I don't think the kids get too tied up in any of that. They're pretty innocent, right? But the older you get, the more ingrained you are in what you believe. And in many instances, that prevents us from having dialogue with others. But moments like this, the UConn championship, the parade and the rally in Hartford, I didn't see any of that. Nobody asked me about politics. You know, WTIC is a pretty political station. We have a lot of politic talk on this station, political talk on this station. We interview a lot of lawmakers. We have a lot of political opinion. Our callers are certainly opinionated. Our hosts are opinionated, right? And a lot of people noticed me in the crowd walking around with the WTIC mic flag. And they stopped and they said, "You must be Morgan Cunningham." I guess that the suit I was wearing gave it away. I was in a white turtleneck with a blue suit. Hence, you know, the UConn colors and all that. So I went in style. I went only the way Morgan Cunningham could do it. And a lot of people, they saw the mic flag and they saw the outfit, and knowing what they've heard about me, they put two and two together. And when they came up to me, they didn't want to yell about politics. They didn't want to talk about Governor Lamont. They didn't want to talk about COVID. They didn't want to talk about the legislative session. They didn't want to talk about Donald Trump. They didn't want to talk about Israel, Ukraine, North Korea, any of the other issues happening in the world. They didn't want to talk about it. They simply said to me, "Hey, Morgan, it's great to meet you. Good to see you here. How are you doing? What are you looking for? Do you want an interview?" Everybody wanted to talk to me, except for the girls handing out Coca-Cola. They didn't want to talk to me. And the vendors, too. So I guess the vendors, they were busy selling. They didn't want to chit-chat with Morgan Cunningham too much. But I will say that everybody was able to put aside their differences for however long they were there. 1 hour, 2 hours. I was there for, I don't know, two-ish hours, two and a half maybe. By the time I got there and arrived, nobody wanted to talk about what divided us. For one moment, we were all Connecticut people, and we were there for a good time and to celebrate what is a pretty good cause. And that cause is the UConn basketball team there demonstrating their success and celebrating it with their fans. The other thing that I wanted to say up front, before we get into more of the nitty-gritty of what I saw and how I saw it and how I recorded some aspects of it, I want to stress that I'm not a sports fan. In fact, I tell everybody that I work with, I don't know anything about sports. It's a struggle for me to put together scores, and that's not a lie. And I remember when I took the job at WTIC and I was talking with Janine and, I'm going up against folks like Jody Ambrosio and all these people in the newsroom and at the station that really knew their sports. And I said to Janine, I don't know anything about sports. Like, clueless. And she said, "Well, that's okay. You know, we need somebody to do news and talk about news and politics, and that's fine." So that is not my forte, which I think people probably saw me going to this and they thought that that was weird that I was the guy doing this. And maybe in some ways it is, because I'm not here to talk about any of the athletic angles to the game itself, the championship, or any of the games leading up to it. I'm here to talk about the social aspect and how Hartford reacted to this big championship parade, the second back-to-back. There was one of these last year this time, and now we've got this one here. I recall the weather being a little better last year in a sense that it wasn't, the wind wasn't whipping. But I'm not a sports guy, but I am a Connecticut guy, born and raised here, and I've loved Connecticut forever. It just made sense for me to go for broadcast reasons, but also to show some Connecticut pride. And I think that that's something that many of us can definitely get behind. And that energy was completely ripe throughout the midday today in Hartford, whether you were at the state capitol, which is where the step-off happened at 11, or you were at the Excel Center in downtown Hartford, which is where the parade ended and where the rally began. And it doesn't look far on the map, but there is some distance. And when you have this parade, a lot of people don't realize this. They stop, okay? Some parades, they just continue straight through. They move slowly, but they don't stop. In this case, the Yukon Parade, they will stop. So although they're in a vehicle, they're not on foot. They're in a vehicle, the team is, and the pep band, and all of the officials. They're in vehicles moving through the streets, which are closed, down from the state capitol over to Trumbull Street. So you kind of, if you were looking at a map, it looks like a zigzag, if you will. They stop every few feet, and they greet fans, and they pose for pictures. They throw out T-shirts, which they didn't have enough. They need more T-shirts. If this happens again next year, if we have a three-peat, they're going to need more of the T-shirts because people wanted them. People were fighting over them. They were jumping onto people. I've got a story about that a little later this hour. People were jumping onto others, hoping to get a T-shirt from the team or from the pep band. It didn't matter who was throwing it. People wanted one of these championship T-shirts, and they simply put, did not have enough to quell the demand of the 45 to 50,000 people estimated to be there. It was a sea of people. And when you have a team that is so popular right now and you have the back-to-back win, I talked with a lot of people, didn't necessarily record with them, but I talked with a lot of people that did not make it last year to the actual victory parade. So this year, they're feeling like they're doing a twofer, if you will, in getting to both of them. They want this action. There's a lot of people, and they need to get more of the T-shirts. And so the team has to stop periodically. So if you were driving this without traffic, without stoplights, without stop signs, without people cheering you on and so forth, and you were going, I don't know, 5 miles per hour, you'd probably be from the Capitol over to the Excel Center in a matter of minutes. But it was more like a 40 to 45 minute journey and wait. It was approximately supposed to be the rally at 11:30. It was more like 11:42, as I recall, and they did start promptly at 11. So it's a journey. It's a haul. I did not walk that path with the parade. I was at the Excel Center waiting for a while before the action happened. But I'm going to run it down all throughout the hour, what it was like to be there if you weren't there, or maybe you were there. If you were, I'd love to see your pictures. Find me on social media at MC News Talk. We'll continue.
This is WTIC in Hartford.
Recognizing the best fans on Spotlight Connecticut.
Hi, I'm Bill in Plainville, and I'm listening to Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham.
Bill, yes, good sir, Bill. Longtime listener of WTIC, big fan of mine. I got to meet Bill years ago through my radio hero, Rock and Ron Sedalia of Connecticut. So Bill has been around the radio block in Connecticut many a time. And whenever I get to see him, it's a ton of fun. And I saw him today. In fact, he alerted me before I even left. I didn't know he was going. I know he's a diehard UConn fan, but I didn't know he was going. He sent me a message ahead of time. I think that he just wants camera attention and media attention because I think that he wanted me to interview him, right? And so he told me that he was there and that he was ready to go. I said, well, I'm coming. I want to talk to you. And come to find out, he talked to the TV stations first. Bill, how dare you? You're a radio guy. You love radio, and you're giving TV your first interview of the day. I was a little upset about that, but it is okay. I'm teasing a little bit, a little bit. Television's always had a lot of luck lately, so I'm trying to show them up here. So, Bill, I wish that you had talked to me first, but whatever. I'm glad that you let me know that you were there, and I was walking around aimlessly, bumped into you. Bill had a great spot by the arch pointing toward the state capitol, which is right where Step Off was occurring. So he was going to get some phenomenal pictures. And I stopped and did this little recording with him. I will warn everybody, it is a little windy. Wind was a problem today. Wind annoyed a lot of people there at the parade and the rally. So you'll hear some wind in the recording, but for the most part, came out all right. So this is my recording with Bill from Plainville, not only a WTIC fan, but a UConn diehard fan. I can't believe I'm bumping into you here today at the state capitol.
Oh, this is great. This is going to be a great parade. And you know, 2 years in a row, six times in the last 25 years.
Not bad. That's great.
And I remember Joe D'Ambrosio on WTIC with the final call in 1999 saying, about the championship, UConn winning it. He said, words in Connecticut people thought they would never hear. They've heard them six times.
They have heard it six times.
Six times.
Bill, you must have absolutely loved the last two championship games, but let's talk about the one most recently. What was your favorite part? Was there one?
My favorite part of the last game was the second half when they went, when you knew they were going to win it, when you knew it was going to happen six times, for the sixth time. And I would love to today see assistant coach Murray so I could say to him, Groundhog Day two times in a row. We need Groundhog Day again next year.
Bill, I see you've got your championship hat on. You've been proudly wearing that the last few days, I know.
Yes, I had one last year that said 5X for five times, so I needed one this year. So last year's hat is outdated. Next year at this time, this year's hat will be outdated.
You've got your camera, a really nice fancy camera, and you're standing here at perhaps the perfect spot.
Yes.
You're going to be getting some really sick shots of the parade as it moves through from the state capitol to the arch.
Well, I came here early because I wanted to stake out what was the best place to get pictures, and I'm looking at the sun there. We have clouds, so the sun will be diffused, so it won't be harsh. I had to figure out where the best spot for the parade.
Bill, any final thoughts?
Go Huskies!
Thanks for talking with me.
Thanks, Morgan.
Well, we do love Bill, even though he did talk to the TVs before he talked to me. Anyway, Bill in Plainville, big fan, again, of WTIC and of UConn, and it was a lot of fun to see him today and catch up with him. He was the first person I talked to. I was out on a mission to find him, and as people watched me talk with him, and he's very animated, hands are going and a big smile on his face, these other folks that were standing near the arch, some were sitting, some were standing, and I could tell they were electric. They kind of motioned, hey, Morgan, why don't you come talk to us? So I walked over to them, and just to give you an idea of the electricity, the feeling that people had during this entire parade, I think this recording sums it up very well.
All right, can I get a go, UConn?
Go UConn!
Now that's how you start an interview.
Yes!
Absolutely.
Yes!
You guys have to be huge fans. You're
yes.
decked out and
yes,
everything. What brings you out?
We want to show our appreciation to the UConn Huskies for giving us a sensational year. Two-time back-to-back champions. Dan Hurley, you're amazing.
Yes, I agree.
Woo-hoo!
That's fine,
I love this sign
yes.
that you have
yes.
with you, too.
I've been blessed to meet most of the players. Tristan is my favorite. Tristan New, and I'm going to miss you. And Cam Spencer came out of nowhere and rocked it for us. Cam Spencer, you're amazing.
Yes!
You're shaking a pom-pom.
Yes.
Where'd you get that?
Oh, I got it from the little vendor behind me. And see, the thing is, this is my school. I'm class 1985. UConn!
Yes. So I overheard yes. you guys were here last year.
We were
yes.
here last year.
Yes.
We were at the, my wife and I, we were at the Excel Center.
Yes.
And it was huge. I
yes.
mean, the energy, the people,
yes.
everybody was, you know, and we're expecting a bigger turnout now because
yes.
of back-to-back.
Right.
You know
back-to-back.
Yeah.
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 So do I hear a third time next year? Third time?
Maybe. Yes!
Yes! Third
yes!
time.
Stairway to seven, baby! Stairway to seven!
Three feet!
Thanks for talking with
Thank
me.
You.
No
you
problem.
Welcome.
Enjoy the parade.
Thank you,
too. You too.
Go UConn.
Go UConn!
Thank you.
I told you they were electric, and when they started their chant there at the end, some other people, I don't know if the microphone picked it up, but I will tell you that some other people were joining in. That was one electric crowd, and it sounds like a lot of them. There were only four of them. Some of them came forward to talk. I think one kind of shied away, but there were four of them, and they were some real exciting fans. I can tell you that much. And they were there at the arch, so they were there right at the beginning of the parade route from step off at the state capitol. I'm Morgan Cunningham. It's Spotlight Connecticut. I have some more fan reaction. I also have the team reaction. I'm going to talk about that wind. Whew, it was... I needed... I hate to admit this because my mother's listening and she'll say, Morgan, you know I was right. I definitely needed more clothes. But I do it for fashion and I do it for appearance. But that wind on Trumbull Street between the skyscrapers and the Excel Center, and we're all there in the street together, and it didn't matter that people were huddled next to each other and that we were packed in like sardines and you couldn't fit another person in there if you tried. That wind was cutting through. That was awful. At a few moments, there were some sprinkles that came down. And people around me, oh, it wasn't raining. There's no rain. There's no sprinkles. But I had like two little raindrops on my glasses. So thank goodness that didn't happen, that it didn't rain. But even if it did rain, I don't think it would have mattered. People would have been happy to be there and happy to see the team anyway. I didn't time that well. I got to do the bum, bum, bum. Oh, well, whatever. I'm Morgan Cunningham, and it is Spotlight Connecticut.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
I heard a lot of songs that I expected to hear at the rally. This was one I thought they would play for sure because it gets the crowds crazy. I'm kind of tired of this song for that reason, and if you go to karaoke and you get a few too many in you, well, Sweet Caroline is the one that you're going wild with. I do want to say hi to Karen. She reached out to me on social media. You can find me Facebook, X, formerly known as Twitter, and Instagram. Instagram's been the hit lately, at MC News Talk. I've got some footage there from being in the crowd. But Karen had reached out to me a few nights ago when I said that my exact remark in my story was bye-bye frosty days. And I had a photo of me dressed and bundled up for winter because I was hopeful that with the 70 degrees on Tuesday that maybe we would put that behind us and start moving more into spring. And then she sent me a message saying that if you're sitting in Duncan Park, not true, at the Yard Goats game, she had gloves on. So she's obviously listening right now because she sent me a message, told you it's cold out there. This was beyond, I mean, I don't think that it was necessarily cold. I was able to get by, but that wind was really whipping, and it was truly brutal there on Trumbull Street. Made it cold, wind chilled cold. It wasn't cold in temperature, if you know what I mean. But then as soon as I crossed into an area where the wind wasn't that bad, it did warm up and got a lot better. Like I said, though, I don't think that people who were there gathered for the UConn men's basketball victory parade and rally for their championship win, I don't think that they really cared a whole lot about that aspect. I do want to address something, because some people, some naysayers maybe, when they heard that I was going, a number of people had remarked to me, oh man, there's going to be crime, and your car is going to get broken into, and you're going to get pickpocketed in that crowd, and so forth and so on. Grumble, grumble, grumble. Well, let me tell you all that I'm aware of crime, obviously, because of what I do, being in news. But I can't let it hold me hostage. I have to go out and live my life. I have to go out and enjoy things. I have to go out and experience things. I have a job that I need to do as well. So the best that I can do is be vigilant, be aware, lock my cars, okay, etc. I can't let it cripple me, and I can't crawl into a corner in my bedroom in the fetal position. So I want to stress the fact that I went in aware of Hartford and its crime problems, which it does have a problem. Okay, we can all agree on that. But I didn't experience any trouble. I saw a lot of Hartford police officers. I believe I saw some state police. I'm not sure about that. I might have in the crowd from afar, you know, mutual aid and so forth. But Hartford police, they were prepared. They were on every street corner. They were on bicycles. They were in vehicles. They were in SUVs. They were in pickup trucks. They were in marked vehicles. They were in unmarked vehicles. They were all over. At no point did I look over my shoulder in fear. And I'm not saying that other people didn't have problems. Maybe there were issues. Maybe there was some crime that happened. I'm just saying that I didn't experience it. I didn't see it. Not saying it didn't happen. My point simply is that there were people who were there together for a reason and for a good reason. And if there were any bad actors, they were by far outnumbered. People treated each other with respect. People said, excuse me, when they were cutting into the crowd. At one point, my phone fell, and somebody reached over, they picked it up, and they handed it to me. There was a sense of community that I almost wish we could feel elsewhere in Connecticut or more in Connecticut. And it's almost too bad that it takes a major championship win for this kind of a sentiment, for this kind of a gathering, to bring people together, to unite them in this way. I don't know if there's anything else that we could do. You see, UConn, they've been around for decades, and only in the last 25 to 30 years have they been as big as they have been. I almost wish that there were more moments like this where you can put aside differences, political or otherwise, maybe be cognizant of the possibility of crime, but don't let it cripple you. The only piece of propaganda or rhetoric that I was handed, let me get it here. It's just behind me. There were some folks passing out some religious material. Four people I saw. And I took their pamphlets, talked to them for a moment. They were very nice. All this I did for thee, it says. I came, I died, I arose. You must repent, you must trust. And there's just a little booklet here. And if you didn't want it, you didn't have to take it. They didn't harass you over it. I didn't see anybody fight any of these folks who were handing out the religious material. And they wished everybody to have a good day. They were even nice. They weren't harassing anybody. Sometimes, you know, when you see a vendor or maybe some of these people with the religious material, maybe they can be aggravating, but I didn't get that today. The vendors were so friendly too. Coca-Cola was one of the sponsors of the event. This is not paid for with public dollars, so it takes a lot of individual businesses, just to name a few: Avello Airlines, Eversource, no particular order, may I add, Yukon Health, Connecticut Retailers, Miller Lite, Key Bank, Bohegan Sun, and Coca-Cola. I'm assuming that Coca-Cola paid for this. I didn't get a straight answer, but there were some nice ladies who were handing out free Coca-Cola spiced zero sugar cans. It's basically regular cola. I've never had this before. It's regular cola with raspberry and spice flavors. Again, it's called Coca-Cola spiced zero sugar. And as they were just walking around, they had a cooler on wheels, two ladies walking this around the parade route a number of times back and forth. And, you know, they would come back when you thought that they were gone, etc. And they were handing them out to people, and people said, oh no, I don't want them. I don't have any money, etc. And they said, but it's free. Have it. It's free. And so people, they took it because it was free. I even tried it. I tried not to have a lot of soda these days because I'm a little chunky and I'm protective of my teeth. But it was good. I tried it. I liked it. I never had it before. Spiced zero sugar. Not bad. All right. I had the chance to talk with Boz and Patty, two UConn fans from Simsbury. Here's what they told me.
I'm Boz.
I'm Patty.
And we're from Simsbury.
All right. Well, welcome to the big day here, the big parade. Yeah. What brings you out? Obviously, diehard UConn fans.
Back-to-back championships. We were away last year. We couldn't make the parade, so we had to make it this year.
Absolutely.
Have you made any of these in the past?
99 and 04.
Okay, so it's been a while for you guys.
Yeah.
What do you expect today?
Just a good time. Everyone having a great time, cheering on the Huskies one more time this year. And, you know, talking about the third championship, because why not?
So here we are. We're standing at the Arch, which is right next to the state capitol, and we're not far away from where step-off is going to happen. Are you guys going to walk all the way over to the rally at the Excel Center?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
It's going to be of humanity moving over there.
Yeah,
right,
well, we've
right.
been
we're
in
just
seas
trying to
before.
Figure out, we're going to figure out our route as to how to walk over there, but
Me
we'll
too.
Get there.
Well, you got the microphone, so people probably
they
will
get
let
out
you
of my
through.
Way, right.
Or they just stop you and want to interview.
Talk. That happens sometimes, too. What are you guys looking to get out of today? Anything in particular? Hoping to meet anybody?
Just want to see people up close and personal.
Yeah, it's always good to
celebrate
run in.
With them.
Yeah, it's always good to run into friends. You end up running into friends or people you just know from the games.
Yep.
We go to the XL Center. We have season tickets every year. So you just end up running into people that you know, high-fiving, just smiling. Just there's no reason not have the best time today.
Is there any one favorite moment that you guys had during the game this year, the big championship?
Oh,
I loved, and this is going to be like a deep tracks, but Samson Johnson
yep.
back-to-back alley-oops
yep.
in the second half
yep.
just to sort of set the tone that no matter who came in, we're relentless, we're never going to stop scoring.
And Cam Spencer, he's just amazing with his energy and his acumen of basketball. He's fabulous.
And how about Donovan and word that he's going after the NBA now?
Good for him.
Yep.
Good for him.
Not a surprise.
He's done his thing here, and I think this is a good plan for
him. And he'll represent Connecticut, too, because he loves Connecticut. You know, he stayed in Connecticut. He could have went a lot of places, and he stayed home. So he's going to go to the NBA representing Connecticut, and, you know, maybe some of us who watch more college basketball might watch
more
a little bit more NBA with these guys going into the league.
See how that works?
That's right.
Anything else you want to add?
Go Huskies.
Go Huskies.
All right, on the count of three, go Huskies. All right, one, two.
Go Huskies!
And not long after that, as I'm walking down the parade route, I had the opportunity to meet a father-son. I would imagine that the son was perhaps not too much older than I am, 30 to 35, roughly, and his father. And they were diehard 1080 fans, so they saw the mic flag, and they said, are you Morgan Cunningham? You're with TIC. I listen to TIC all the time. They got all giddy, and they wanted to take a picture with me, so I put it up on my social media, at MC News Talk. Okay, I'm going to take you over to the Excel Center next. Hang on.
This is WTIC in Hartford.
Let's continue.
I like that.
Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham.
Got a question here from Joe on social media. You can find me X, Facebook, and Instagram at MC News Talk. Joe wants to know if people were smoking marijuana at this. Well, I don't know what kind of question that is. But yes, at that rally and parade, there was some marijuana that I smelled. But the wind was blowing so much that it wasn't really a nuisance. But yes, for better or for worse, you did smell it from time to time. So hopefully that answers your question, Joe. Random question. Sometimes, you know, who knows what's on the listener's mind, but yes, that was the case. So I'm over there at the Excel Center where everybody's waiting. Thousands of people, tens of thousands of people up and down Trumbull Street waiting to see the UConn Huskies. And I got pretty close. I was about 100 feet or less away from the stage where the likes of Dan Hurley and Governor Lamont and all of them, Donovan Klingon, Alex Caravan, where all the fellas were to talk to the assembled multitudes. I was not far away. I got there with good enough time a little bit before 11. After having walked the parade route once or twice, I settled on a spot there at the platform where the crowd was gathered to see the Huskies show up on their parade bus, which was a Peter Pan parade bus, go down one lane of traffic and let the whole team off. People were shouting repeat because they want a third one of these next year. So they were throwing shirts away, t-shirts. And they simply put, didn't have enough of these t-shirts to give away. Everybody wanted a shirt, and the closer they got to the actual platform where they were going to be speaking, the more the diehard fans were located, and the more diving people were doing to try to get one of the shirts. One of them came about 3 feet away from me, okay? And I didn't quite expect this. Donovan Klingon, he throws fast and he throws far. And everybody wanted a shirt that Donovan touched and that Donovan was throwing out. So this happened. Listen.
To back, let's go!
Yeah, that's the sound of my phone falling because people hopped on me and it went down to the ground. But somebody was polite enough and they picked it up and they handed it back to me and it wasn't damaged. So that was nice. Dan Hurley gave remarks shortly thereafter.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's hear it.
What a great guy.
Louder. Come on.
And relatable, too. Let's be honest.
Back to back. Hey. Everywhere we went this year. Yeah. Yeah. Get loud. Let's go. Hey, everywhere we went this year, every arena we went into, on the road, MSG, Brooklyn, Boston, the Phoenix, we said the same thing every time we walked into the arena. We always said, the champs are here. Right? The champs are here. The champs are here today in Hartford with the best fans in the world, right? Basketball capital world, Storrs, Connecticut. Back-to-back champs. Back-to-back champs. Some of the greatest players to ever wear the uniform, right? Some of the greatest players to ever wear the UConn uniform are up here. And then next year we go for the three-peat. Let's go.
And that just made the crowd go absolutely wild, that's for sure. Coach Dan Hurley addressing all of the fans there. Donovan Klingon, boy, did he have a following.
UConn Nation, let's go. Back-to-back champs, what do you say? Nah, I just want to thank everyone. This team wants to thank everyone. You guys gave us a lot of support, a lot of boost this year. You guys made us want to go out there and win another one. I appreciate you guys. You guys have been the best fans to me for the past 2 years. I'll cherish those moments for the rest of my life. I'll be a Husky for life. Love you guys.
Let's go!
Donovan, yes, as he gets ready to go off to the NBA, where I'm certain, as much as I don't follow sports, but I'm certain that given his caliber, his popularity, his ability, he will no doubt go far. And as I talked with everybody there in the crowd at that moment, and before, the murmur was, he's a Connecticut boy. Who knows where he will go in the NBA, but he is a Connecticut boy, and he will keep Connecticut in mind, bring Connecticut with him, and bring wherever he goes back to Connecticut, that's for sure. Now, here's the thing that you guys probably wouldn't know if you weren't there. I think this guy's a lazy ladies' man, because all the girls went crazy when Alex Caraban was introduced.
Back to back, UConn Nation, let's go! Thank you guys for everything. We wouldn't be here without you guys and the support, and you guys are the best fans in the country, so thank you. Enjoy back to back, and you know, thank you guys for everything.
You know what's funny was there was a girl who was not too far away from me, and her remark was, Alex is wearing a backwards hat, and she was like fawning over this, and I'm like, maybe, you know, I guess I'm so removed from college and so on and so forth, but you know, I just thought that that was particularly funny. So he's popular with the ladies, and he wears a backwards hat, so therefore he must be pretty cool.
Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham.
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.